1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 14. And David abode in the wilderness in strongholds, and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. And David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a wood. Verse 16. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God. And he said unto him, Fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee. And thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee. And that also Saul my father knoweth. Verse 18. And they made a covenant before the Lord. And David abode in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless the sharing. In Jesus Christ's name, I surrender my heart, my thoughts, my mind, my words for the glory of the name of the Lord alone and for the blessing of his people. Amen and amen. The love and friendship between Jonathan and David, it always reminds us of the friendship of Jesus Christ on the cross, that he arose when everyone forsook and fled him, and he arose, he stood up, he went to Calvary, to that wood, carrying that wood, the cross, and he found our salvation in that sacrifice, in that atonement. He endured the cross for that joy. And he gave his life for the love that he had for every one of us, because he loved us first. So Jonathan, he left his place, he arose, and he went and found David into the wood. And he strengthened his hand in God. He strengthened his hand in God. What does it mean spiritually in our life, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ? The book of Psalm, David sings, Consider the work of our hands, O Lord, and establish the work of our hands. So whatever we do, Lord, for you, for your ministry, for glorification of your name, and Lord, we pray that you establish the work of our hands. Strengthen our hands that it may stand throughout time. Strengthen the work of our life, the walk of our feet, our journey, that it glorifies the name of the Lord and celebrates his ministry of reconciliation. So Jonathan went into the wood and he found David, and he strengthened his hand, his mind, his feet, so that David is revived, renewed, encouraged to wait for the fulfillment of all God's promises in his life. So Jonathan says, you shall be the king of Israel, so be encouraged. He declared, proclaimed, prophesied those powerful words to his friend because there was love, agape love between them. So he strengthened his hand in God, like how Jesus Christ strengthen all of us. We were weak and dead. He strengthened all of us by his very own word, the truth. For we read in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And how we sing the song, my brethren? Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Lead me home. What is home to us, my brothers and sisters? The book of Revelation, the last chapter says, those who do the commandments of the Lord, they will have the right to access the tree of life, our home, our promised land. The Lord is my Sabbath. He is my blessed rest. I will enter into Him. And He is leading us to be drawn closer to Him. And He is strengthening the work of our hand. What is that? Exercising the faith is life. Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. And He is the Prince of Life. So, the Lord wants to strengthen our feet, our hands, that we walk in Him and we do the works of Him. And He will come and find us into the wood, wherever we go and hide from His presence, in darkness, in the forest. The friendship of Jonathan, the agape love of God, will always find us. There is none can escape from the eyes of the Spirit, from His love. So now, my brethren, why Jonathan arose and went to meet his friend David into the wood? Because David was hiding for his life. There were many servants of God. They ran for life. And the Lord beautifully taught all of us different examples of their lessons, of their lives. Moses ran for life. Elijah ran for life. David ran for life. Jeroboam ran for life. Adonijah ran for life. Many. Peter ran for life. But among all those people who ran for their very own life, there were only very few who could still glorify the name of the Lord, although they ran for their life. A good example is David. Because David must preserve his life, for there were so much powerful promises upon him, so much prophecies to be fulfilled, for the kingdom of David must be established. David was running away, fleeing from scornful, running away from the ungodly counsel. He was escaping from unnecessary, unholy, unfruitful, absolutely meaningless battles. He was keep on choosing his battles so wisely, and he was hiding in the wood. Like how the book of Psalms says, the Lord hides us in the mighty wings. In His shadow, we hide. We are sound and safe in His shelter. He hides us. If you belong to the Word, if you belong to the Lord, the scripture says the world cannot see you. Hallelujah. Like how the Lord struck blindness for those people who tried to invade into the house of Lot. They could not see him because he was in the house and they could not see. They were keep on searching for the door. It is the Lord who revealed the light. No man is a savior and no man is a true light. All glory and honor always, always belongs to Jesus Christ. So Jonathan, he showed his friendship, but there was a triggering point. There was something that pushed him to do that. That is three chapters before, chapter 20. 1 Samuel, chapter 20, verse 33. Saul cast a javelin at him, at David, to smite him, whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan knows the mind of his father, that the father is going to kill David. He could discern. Because of that wisdom, the knowledge, the discernment of truth, verse 34 says, Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger and did eat no meat the second day of the month. For he was grieved for David because his father had done him shame. He was not wrestling against flesh and blood because Saul was his father, anointed by God Almighty. But Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger because of the act of that wickedness, the murderous thought that his friend was planning to be killed. So Jonathan, he arose from the table. That table was the royal table because he was a prince, a son of a king. But he arose from the table, which showed that he already gave his garment, his robe, everything to David. He gave everything for his friend. Now he also arose from the table that was reserved for him, prepared for him. Now Jonathan is prepared to do what needs to be done. So, verse 41 says, David arose out of a place toward the south. So that is a journey for David. And fell on his face to the ground and bowed himself three times And they kissed one another and wept one with another until David exceeded. So the love of Jonathan brings forth the exceeding outpouring from the heart of David for him to be comforted, for him to be able to express himself. So there was a beautiful transparency between these two. They comforted one another, strengthened one another. Iron sharpens iron. Verse 42, Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, for as much as we have sworn, both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, the Lord be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed forever. And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city." Chapter 20 says, he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. Chapter 23 says, Jonathan went into the wood and found David, and David saw Jonathan, and they had the covenant in the name of the Lord. They spoke about the words, what God is going to fulfill. They encouraged one another. And most importantly, Jonathan strengthened the hand of David. And Jonathan went to his house. David remained in the woods. Hallelujah. So when Jesus Christ carried the wood, the cross that depicts the shame, sin, iniquity of every one of us, he was crucified. All our sins, our old man, our iniquities, everything was crucified on that cross. And he was hanging between heaven and earth, for the feet was not to touch the ground. My brethren, some of you may be standing now, like me, as I'm preaching the word. When you stand, you can feel the entire weight, the heaviness of your flesh. You can feel it at the feet, because everything is carried by your legs, your feet. And that heaviness is the weight of the body, the weight of the flesh. And Jesus Christ reminded us, but yet your feet is beautiful because it walks in my word, and you will preach the gospel of peace. How we walk is how we speak, and how we live is how we walk. Amen. Now, what happens here between David and Jonathan? Both of them, they arose. Both of them, they went in different directions, but they communed at the appointed time of life in a appointed place. So now let's go to Book of Exodus. Book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 15. So David ran for life from Saul, and here Moses ran for life from Pharaoh. So verse 15 says, when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. So Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, and he dwelt in the land of Midian, similar to David who dwelt in the midst of the woods. And here is the beautiful pattern that we see. Moses sat down by a well. So Jesus Christ, he returned from the 40 days of wilderness and temptation. He overcome all. He came to the synagogue. He was sitting down. Then after he read the book of the prophet Isaiah, he again sat down. He brought everybody to his attention. He persuaded all the hearts by his words. Then he spoke that it is fulfilled. Amen. So now Moses, he ran away from Pharaoh. He is tired. He is sitting down by a well. Verse 15 says, Moses sat down. Verse 16 says, now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. So the daughters, seven daughters, they came to water the father's flock. Similar to seven churches, seven messengers, seven churches the Lord has wrought out after the crucifixion and the ascension and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the only Son, to feed the father's flock, to bring the father's children back to the house, to be redeemed, to be reconciled. And verse 17 says, and the shepherds came and drove them away. All that comes against God's children, false ministries, false prophets, accusers, every wickedness that comes against God's children, they came to distract them, draw them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. Hallelujah. Jonathan stood up and strengthened the hand of David. Moses stood up and helped the people of God and watered their flock, fed the sheep with what must be given to them. Jesus Christ stood up on Calvary and helped all of us with salvation. He clothed us with the garment of salvation. He fed us by the pure form of the word of God. He blessed us to drink into the new wine, the comforter, the Holy Ghost given to all of us. Hallelujah. So, because Moses stood up among the seven daughters, the father-in-law of Moses, he gave him Zipporah. So Moses was sitting down. He arose, drove the shepherds away. He watered the flock. Because of that, he was given a wife. Moses was given the daughter of the priest of Midian. And she bare him a son. And after Moses received Gershom, he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. My brethren, aren't we all the strangers to this earth? We do not belong to this earth, for we are born again. The firstborn of the church, the fruit of the Spirit, the Lord has called all of us to bring forth what we should bring forth for Him in His kingdom, in His ministry. And when we do so, we become the strangers in this strange land, for we are sojourners in this wilderness. We know exactly where we are going, following the ark, but this is not our home. He is the builder and the maker of the mansions where we shall dwell in, and we will sing and dance in Mount Zion. Hallelujah. So now Jonathan strengthened the hand of David. Moses strengthened the hand of Jethro, the priest of Midian, but he was not there. He was not there physically to defend the seven daughters and the flock, but rather Moses was there and he was sitting down. He saw that injustice being committed to the seven daughters of the priest of Midian. He stood up. But my brethren, the beautiful, beautiful lesson that we all must learn from here is, in the first place, Moses was there because he ran for his life. He was scared. He was so fearful of Pharaoh. He wanted to preserve his life from the soldiers of Pharaoh. But how come the very same Moses, who was a fearful man, he became a God-fearing man, and he stood up when there was an injustice, wickedness, and he fought the shepherds and drove them away to preserve the seven daughters? How come? It's because the seed of God manifests, reveals itself at the right time when the Lord opens the book, because He is the author of our salvation. He knows what exactly in our hearts. So, Moses and the daughters of the priest of Midian, Jonathan and the son of Jesse, David. So now, yesterday, we set the introduction of this series of how Jesus stood up and spoke the word. Jesus sat down and He assured the word. And how Solomon was kneeling down before the altar and he prayed to God. Then Solomon stood up and he assured the people. So now let's go to what the father of David, father of Solomon, spoke about this particular event. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, David says in verse 2, David says, chapter 15, he talks about the Levites. He says, David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for them had the Lord has chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto Him forever. In order for us to carry the word of God, promise of God, as an ark for Him, to carry the ark, Jesus Christ, in our life, we must be born again, my brethren, like the Levites who are born to do so. They are representing in the New Testament how the children of God are born again by the Spirit. We are baptized in the water by the fire of the Holy Ghost, because we are born again to carry the ark of God in our life. We can't simply claim because we learned. We must be born again in spirit. Amen. And now, this promise, let it go into our heart and mind. Let us think about it, meditate on this, as we'll continue tomorrow by God's grace. May the Lord speak to all our hearts. Amen. Think about Jonathan, David, and Moses, and the daughters of the priest of Midian. God bless you all. Shalom. We will meet again tomorrow in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.